Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We'll talk about beef tonnage today in just a moment.
That's the sound of someone eating a new McDonald's Angus snack wrap while walking down a city street. Indulging in 100% Angus beef with delectable toppings demands one's undivided attention. That's the sound of that same someone falling into a manhole. Angus axiom number 2. Don't walk and chew Angus at the same time. Savor one of 3 Angus snack wraps for just $1.99 at McDonald's. The simple joy of Angus. Prices and participation may vary.
Mark Hodges of OK Genetics says the latest varieties from the OSU wheat breeding program are worth a look.
The newer varieties have more potential. Not only are the genetics there, but they've got a better disease package.
Duster has dominated the 2010 wheat variety trials across the state, yielding better than any other variety from any other breeding program, hands down. OK Genetics, helping fund plant breeding research that will help wheat producers prosper. Visit their website at www.okgenetics.com. We continue a conversation that we began yesterday with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel about this current cattle market. One of the features of the market, very tight supplies, and that's seen in the number of pounds of beef available here domestically.
One thing that you indicated, you said that we basically have got, obviously, beef output, the amount of tonnage that we're producing down from a year ago, but you showed it even sharply down again this next year, 2011.
Again, you know, we just don't have the numbers, and so cattle numbers will catch up with us. You know, carcass weights can modify that this year, and despite the fact that slaughter is actually up, total beef production is down because carcass weights have been a lot lighter. But again, all of those are factors of fundamentally higher feed costs. We don't want to feed those cattle as long, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, there's a combination of short-run factors here, shorter-run kind of factors that are, you know, the next few months to the next year or so, combined with long-term trends in terms of this industry is fundamentally getting a bit smaller for a variety of reasons, and that process is going to continue for the foreseeable future at least.
Right. Now, you indicated that we've got more poultry. Of course, we're not going to sell quite as much overseas. How does that figure in as a limiting factor or a break somewhat on pork and beef?
Well, again, it's part of that cap from a beef demand standpoint. You know, poultry production is stronger, and so that puts a limit. The trade picture can be an important part of that. If we can get the poultry trade opened up and particularly move those dark meats offshore, because, you know, dark meat for the poultry people is kind of like the hamburger market on the beef side. It's that low-end market that is the first to rob away from your higher-end demand. And so those factors will be important. And so it's part of that limit. We likely face the continual bumping, if you will, against the limits on beef demand. We're going to sort of bump our heads on that in terms of how high retail prices can go, despite the push coming from below in terms of supply fundamentals.
The tightness of beef supplies definitely impacting this current cash marketplace and being seen in the cash cattle prices of last week, $1 a pound, $100 a hundredweight. That was up $5 to $6 in the highest cash price since May. Wholesale box beef trade also moving higher, up $1.16 yesterday to $162.93. That's the highest level since the 3rd of June. And in spite of all of that, the packers continue to make money. Average beef plant margin beginning of this week, $23 in the black per head. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Angus production sale at Sunrise Ranches in Ooliga is set for August 25th at the ranch, 12 noon. The sale will include donors, donor prospects, 80 bred cows, 30 pairs, 40 bred heifers, 30 open elite heifers, and 10 ET calves. For more information, you can go to their website, www.sunriseranches, that's sonranches.com, or call them 918-371-7400. Sunrise Ranches Angus sale, August 25th at the ranch, Ooliga. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.